Hello there, beautiful creators. This is Kirisha King. Today, we are continuing our Japa Mantra meditation conversation by again emphasizing the importance of practice. And I'm specifically going to discuss the importance of practice in reference to the concept of Sankalpa, which is your firm resolve and unwavering heartfelt commitment to see your goal of self-realization all the way through to the very end. If you are truly devoted to the yogic or spiritual path, you will hopefully already know, or at least very strongly sense, that nothing else is as important or could be as rewarding as self-realization and connection with your true self. No amount of money, fame, sex, food, misery, happiness, or temporary worldly comfort compares to the limitless eternal bliss and serenity of fully knowing and embodying who you truly are in this lifetime. With a world filled with so much suffering, misery, destruction, and corruption, it may be easy for some to seek the smaller relief of endless, unsustainable pleasure to try to combat the discomfort that comes from interacting with and in the world. But our Four Noble Truths teach that there is only one true path to freedom from the perpetual cycle of suffering, and this path is not through the act of constantly seeking temporary pleasure or avoiding temporary pain. While some are willing to do anything that it takes to gain perceived advantages, to create the illusion of freedom for themselves and for those who they feel are worthy based on perceived importance or value to them, they're willing to lie, cheat, steal, murder, harass, blindly hate, and delude themselves into believing that unsustainable consumption or acquisition, for example, will create a solid foundation upon which they can avoid misery. We all know that the only true power, wealth, happiness, and freedom that can be attained in this lifetime comes from the full integration and connection with the greatest power in existence and the truth of all that is and all that we truly are. Which, naturally and ironically, promotes a different set of behaviors than the ones that I just listed. Yoga study, and all true spiritual study for that matter, reminds us that the journey to acquiring this most precious gift of connection with our divinity cannot be found outside of ourselves, but has to be obtained by going within. And yoga study also offers a variety of tools to help navigate through the inner landscape that you have to journey through in order to come face to face with the truth of your liberated self as well. It teaches that in order to recognize the true face, your true face, you must clear all the obstacles, barriers, distortions, and clingings that are present within you in order to fully see what is unchanging and real. And Japa Mantra practice, Patanjali reminds us, is an important technique for removing these obstacles. You have probably heard and seen me discuss this a million times before if you've been reading or listening to anything that I post. And my hope is that you will now understand on attempt 1,000,001, with these ideas in mind, why I do so. Simply stated, there is power in the simple act of sticking with your practice until all pathways are clear within you. I will say it again for emphasis in case somehow you tuned out those words as simple platitudes. There is power in simply sticking with your practice until all pathways are clear within you. Rewind the recording if you need to do so, because I want to ensure that I fully remind you that there is a tremendous force in simply showing up for your true self each day, no matter what happens, in order to move even a tiny step closer to self-realization each day. Some of you may already know the story of, well, let me make sure I pronounce his name properly. Some of you may already know the story of Dashrath Manchi, a farmer who, after his wife died from an injury when crossing dangerous rocky terrains to collect water, decided to create a safe pathway through the mountain in his region using basic chiseling tools to make it safe for villagers and their animals to get to the other side. If you have never heard the story before, I am honored to be the one to introduce it to you. Mr. Manchi, after government officials refused to take action to create a safe pathway through a mountain for his community to access water and other necessary resources like schools and so forth, spent 22 years working consistently to chip away at the mountain that blocked easy access to these essentials until a safe road was created. Even though, at first, the farmer only received ridicule from fellow community members and no assistance from any other person until he was halfway done, Mr. Manchi's firm resolve and consistent efforts made it so that he inevitably manifested his goal of literally moving a mountain by chipping away at it a little bit at a time each day with the basic tools that he had in his possession. Japa mantra practice and everything else that you do towards self-realization is like Mr. Manchi's efforts. The simple act of working a little at a time each day at the consistent and seemingly mundane task of repeating a mantra for understanding and absorption into your being will, over time, create an opening through which, as Heidegger once put it, the, quote, absolute can manifest, unquote. Some goals in life require simple action and a particular circumstance under which they can be accomplished. For example, some goals require the right place, time, opportunity, people, the right amount of money, assistance, and so forth. While others require only that you show up with committed effort and consistency. Spiritual development and self-realization, while you can most certainly recruit others to assist you on your journey and guide you along the way, having others help you by providing useful tools and supporting you to get to your final destination once they themselves know their own way, requires only your true commitment, which your consistent effort makes tangible and can reinforce by creating manifested physical results. Let me say more about that. Japa is a way to manifest what you have seeded within you through your commitment to know the truth of yourself. It is a way to make real, in a very tangible way, manifested in the physical plane of reality, what you have already accomplished or already are within. If your internal state still has barriers that prevent true seeing and needs more clarity before fully embodying the truth that is already there, then your japa practice helps you to clear this up through chiseling away at all other illusions, one step, one bit, one little inch, each day at a time. In this way, you do not even need japa in your yoga practice per se, because you are already the truth of what you chant. But your japa is a way for you to manifest and embody the truth into your physical reality as a useful reminder and tangible useful product, for lack of a better word, as you go about your life. This reminder can add goodness to the world by being a useful way to occupy your time, or by creating a sense of calm in your body and in the minds of others who may be chanting along with you, because chanting creates sounds that can be soothing and uplifting to yourself and others. But in the same way that you do not need a blessing from a priest in the Himalayas in order to become enlightened, you do not need 10 million Hail Marys for absolution, or do not even need a Hajj to get closer to God in your lifetime, you do not need a japa practice to achieve self-realization. A japa practice is, however, valuable because it can serve as both a powerful manifestation and therefore gauge of your connection to the truth that you seek, and therefore also serve as a tool for maintaining connection with this truth as well. A japa, you must always remember, illustrates and embodies Om in more ways than one. If your will and commitment is strong in and of itself, sometimes your true self will come to meet you halfway, like Mr. Manji's community members did when he had already chipped away at half of his mountain. But it is important to know that once commitment is present and a choice is made to achieve your goal of self-realization with your whole heart through a devoted sankalpa, no obstacles stand in your way of the sacred communion that you seek. You have your connection always, first within you, and all other manifestations or illustrations of this connection is only a side effect of your connection. Your true self is within you as a natural consequence of nature, and your japa is a way and a consequence of bringing your union with this true self into physical reality. Actions are only a manifestation of your truth, in the same way that you cannot speak something into reality or act upon it without first thinking it in your mind. A devotion and commitment are only sentiments that reinforce and remind you as you move toward your goal that, though you have already attained it on one level within you, you are on a journey to manifest it into your physical being within the tangible limitations of space, time, and the material form through full embodiment. Simply making the effort to participate in any act of devotion, such as japa practice, illustrates your resolve to manifest your goal of union with the divine, which in and of itself makes this union a possibility in your life, one that is reflected from a more subtle and timeless reality. Always remember the truth of Om as declaring that as above, so below. It is manifested in everything. And remember, please, that everything except for connection to the ever-present, unchanging truth of who you are is a distortion and a distraction in life. From status in society based on manufactured structures and the opinions of others, to the very ego that manifests ideas of your lower identity. Japa mantra practice is an effective way to clear all distractions and distortions away as you work to fully embody the truth of who you really are through your chosen mantra. The more you speak this truth, the more clearly you will be able to communicate it, and once you know this truth fully within you, all other noise is cleared away and you will fully and simply embody it. That is the goal of your japa practice. Whatever your external world looks like when you fully radiate Om does not matter. Wrinkled face, stately socially engaged leader, rotund muscular or skinny form, a reclusive monk with millions in the bank, 10 children or none, it does not matter. The truth radiates the same in all humans regardless of form. And if you are one of those who are fortunate enough to clear the way to let it shine through, your riches and joy will be greater than any other riches that can temporarily be obtained in the physical reality that you exist within on this earth.